The scripture this morning is the story of the Good Samaritan. This happened about 4 or 5 months before Jesus' final entry into Jerusalem and the events leading up to the Passion and Crucifixion. This was Jesus' last journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. And he had planned to stop along the way in Samaria, which is in between, to talk to some of the people and meet with them and preach and teach to them. But he sent a couple of his followers ahead to make arrangements, and nobody would offer to provide rooms for him so that he could stay. So they changed their plans and said, you know, if they're not willing to listen to us, we're just going to make a quick trip through. He chose the quickest route he could go and was walking through Samaria with the disciples. And that's the time then that this story happened. They had just been walking through the desert for a whole day. It's almost the end of the day. And he was talking to some people. And this is the story that is reported when he was talking to people at a different time, and he was going back and telling this story. So just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. Do this and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side too. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I'll repay you whatever more you must spend.' Now, which of these do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." And bless this reading.